I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock, and we want to just thank all of you for joining us this morning, and we just ask you to just join in to what God has got for you today. And we'd like to just say to our church family that we miss all of you, we love you, and we are praying for you. And we're praying it won't be long, we'll all be back together in our sanctuary here at Oasis Christian Center. So just know that you are loved and missed, and we are praying for you all. Amen.
Amen.
And before I turn it over to Pastor, I just want to say a word of prayer concerning this coronavirus. So I want you to just be in agreement with me this morning. Amen. God is bigger, isn't he? God is greater. So I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this situation in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you. We stand in the gap before you for the land. And we ask you, Father God, that it not be destroyed, but be filled with your glory. Now is the set time for greater works. So we pray you will stretch forth your hand, God, to heal this land. We repent on behalf of all nations that have turned their backs on you, Lord. Be merciful, Father God, to our unrighteousness, and remember our sins and our iniquities no more. Be gracious to us, Father God, and turn this curse into a blessing, that you may be glorified and your labors may be bring in the harvest. Lord, we put you in remembrance of your delegated authority to this church to bind and loose. We bind Satan, we bind the spirit of fear and this coronavirus in the name of Jesus. No man shall eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. We loose every person infected by this virus and release healing virtue to stop this plague. Yes. Father God, our presidents and political leaders, their hearts are in your hand. Direct every decision to be consistent with your divine will. Yes. Give them wisdom, Father God, to bring stability to our times. We look to you alone to bring salvation to all mankind. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn it over to Pastor at this time.
Well, we have something that the church body knows about that we do every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so you can do it at home this morning. But glory to God. Oh, I thought it was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Sorry about that.
Glory to God. Only been cutting the mic on for 30 years now. So one day I'll remember to do it. Hallelujah. But we have this thing that we do here, and we decided just to do the service exactly the way we would normally do the service. Amen. And so this morning, we're going to have neighbor-looking time. Mm-hmm. Even though our neighbors are all at home, or the ones that are in here, the few that are in here are 6, 8, 10 feet away from each other. But we're just going to look at each other. We're going to point at each other, and we're going to say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never ever
be the same
again.
In Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'd like to just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, we just thank you that your glory has been revealed in every part of this service this morning. And Father, we thank you for your glory on your word this morning. And I thank you that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened according to the hope of your calling. I thank you, Father God, for revelation knowledge this day. We'll see your word in a new light this day. We'll hear things we've heard a way before, but we'll hear them in a new way this day. Father, your word, the revelation of your word, will sink farther down into our spirit man this day. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. I ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to John chapter 14. And the title of the message this morning is Ways to Keep Your Peace. John 14 and 27. And the Amplified Classic Edition. It says, "Peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled." Now, we know in this time there's so many things that are orchestrated by the enemy every day to steal our peace, to get us over into worry and fear. And we have to resist and stand against whatever is trying to steal our peace. Now, the Hebrew word for peace is shalom. The Prince of Peace in Hebrew is the one who commands and has absolute control of peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and Jesus gives us peace. Now, one thing that I'm going to say, one point, is protect peace at all cost. If you're watching something, maybe on TV, and you feel the peace of God is draining out of you, stop watching it. If you're listening to someone and you feel the peace leave, make an excuse and remove yourself from what you're hearing. Understand, things are orchestrated by the enemy to steal our peace every day. And just hearing people complain and complain, it'll steal your peace. Let's say someone that you know is someone that always has a lot of drama in their lives. Do you know anybody like that? It's not you, right? Drama will steal your peace. 1 Corinthians 14 and 33, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." Now, right now, especially at this time, I'm really, really guarding my mind. The news shows that I used to watch, right now, I can't. They steal my peace. I keep current with the news, but I do not overload. Not now. If I personally let or allow in too much negativity, it'll steal my peace. Depression tries to overtake us all at times. Depression tries to steal our peace. One way it comes in is by focusing on all the negative things in life, the difficulties, the problems, focusing on the things that have gone wrong or could go wrong, the what ifs. I can't keep my peace if I focus on the uncertainty of the future, even the near future. I can't focus on how I can make it 3 weeks from now, or a year from now, or when I retire. Just focus on getting through today. Focusing on anything other than today, it can feel overwhelming and hopeless, especially during this time. And it'll cause you to lose your peace. I just have to get through today. I'll focus on tomorrow. Corrie ten Boom said, "Worry doesn't empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength." I believe that's so true. You and I, we have grace for today. And one of the definitions of grace is empowerment. So God has empowered us by His grace to get through this day, this 24-hour period, and to have peace all that day. Then tomorrow we'll have a fresh grace and a fresh endowment of peace for tomorrow to get us through that 24-hour period. We don't have tomorrow's grace today. And it seems like personally, that's where I mess up the most, is thinking about things in the future that I should just focus on today. And when I lose my peace personally, I'm speaking from personal example, when I lose my peace personally is from focusing too much on what could happen or the things that might happen. I know me and Pastor Sharon, a few years ago, we went through a really hard experience, and it was so hard. And we took a scripture, Isaiah, and I'll bring it out in a minute, Isaiah 26 and 3, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." She wrote it down, she put it in her purse. I wrote it down and I put it in my front pocket, and we posted it around the house in just different places. And during that time, we would take that scripture out, we'd say it out loud, or we'd just read it and mentally, you know, just get it in our spirit. We're just reading it, and then a lot of times we're reading it out loud. And we did that in order to draw peace from that scripture. We knew we had to refocus our minds on peace, and everything else was trying at that time to pull us out of peace. You can't live a peaceful life without keeping your mind on the Lord Jesus Christ. That scripture I just gave you, Isaiah 26:3, in the King James, exactly, it says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." So I gave you one example of how we can do that scriptures by writing it down, putting it in front of your eyes. If you go to the refrigerator a lot, make sure it's on the refrigerator. Your bathroom mirror, make sure it's there. In your pocket, make sure it's there. Now I'll give you another scripture, Colossians 3:2. This is in the CSB translation. "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." That's really a word for this time that we're living in. Colossians 3:2 in the Amplified Classic says, "And set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on things that are on the earth." Now that's where my problem, my personal problem is keeping it set. My mind, I think, I'm not by myself, I believe, it gets off. And I have to refocus my mind. Colossians 3:2 in the CJB translation says, "Focus your minds, focus on the things above, not on earthly things." Just like a clock can get off, so our minds can get off, and we have to set them and keep them set and reset them to focus on the right things. It's easy for our minds to focus on everything bad that's going on around us, the negative news, the naysayers, fear. Instead of focusing on the wrong things, we need to refocus our minds to positive things. For me, now this is me personally, you don't have to do it this way. Different things work for different people, but this works for me. When I feel myself going in that negative stream, and sometimes I'll feel a cloud coming over my head. When I start feeling that, and I'm focusing too much on the things, the negative things that are going on down here, and I'm getting into worry and fear, what I do, this is just me, what I do is I get me a sheet of paper out. I have a notebook. And I write down the people in my life that I'm thankful for and grateful for, and I'll make me a long list. And then I'll write down things, little things that I'm thankful and grateful for, and then I'll write down big things that I'm thankful and grateful for. And sometimes it's just little bitty stuff, and sometimes like a cup of coffee or a bird singing or whatever. And sometimes it's great big stuff like a roof over your head or a car to drive. You know, we've all got something to be thankful for. And if we could just change tracks, reset our minds, we'll keep that peace that God has given us if we'll reset them by doing just little bitty things. A lot of times I really don't want to write the list. I mean, I'd rather just think the list. But as I write the list for me, now I'm talking about for me personally, it helps me, it helps my mind refocus if I write the list down. Sometimes I'll have an awfully long list. Sometimes I'll have 90 things on my list, 100 things on my list. And I'm doing it because I don't know about you guys, but the enemy doesn't just stop. He doesn't start on me and then stop 5 minutes later. He might stop for 5 minutes, but then he's right back at it trying to, you know, oppress you or depress you or whatever. And I've found that I must immediately get my pen out. I must immediately get my notebook out. Even though I've got notebooks with stuff in it from years gone by, I'm telling you, it helps. For me personally, it helps. And I think for some of you, I think this will work too. It refocuses our minds on the good. A lot of people right now, especially in this time, their minds need to be reset, because their minds are filled with fear and worry and panic and wrong imaginations. Some people, because of the coronavirus, all they see is doomsday. I refuse to allow the coronavirus to steal my peace. And it helps me to reset my mind to the goodness of God that surrounds me, just me personally again, just by writing it down. Now, another way I keep the peace of God in my heart is by speaking. Now, if you heard the service this morning, you know we do a lot of speaking around here. We do a lot of speaking because the Word of God says do a lot of speaking. The Word of God says death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So you'll either eat the fruit of life or you'll eat the fruit of death, depending on what we speak. The words of our mouths, it's very important what we speak. Those words that we speak are a higher realm than the thoughts and the feelings and the fears that we sometimes come against, and sometimes we just need to speak the Word of God out. Now, the Passion Translation, this is Mark chapter 4, and verse 36, starting verse number 36. And after he had sent the crowd away, they shoved off from the shore with him, as he had been teaching from the boat. This is Jesus. And there were other boats that sailed with them. Suddenly, as they were crossing the lake, a ferocious tempest arose with violent winds and waves that were crashing into the boat until it was all but swamped. But Jesus was calmly sleeping in the stern, resting on a cushion. So they shook him awake, saying, "Teacher, don't you even care that we're all about to die?" Fully awake, he rebuked the storm and shouted to the sea, "Hush, calm down." And the King James, I like what it says better, "Peace, be still." All at once the wind stopped howling and the water became perfectly calm. Now, Jesus didn't lose his peace over that storm. He spoke to it. He said, "Peace, be still," and there was a great calm. To keep our peace, we need to do like Jesus did. We need to speak to whatever storm or whatever problem is trying to steal our peace. Speak to whatever mountain you're facing today. When you say, "Peace be still," out of your mouth, you're declaring peace will come into this situation and cause calmness. Peace will come into this situation and settle it down. Maybe you need to declare peace be still over your mind and over your emotions today. Or you need to say, "Peace be still over this financial problem," or "Peace be still over this marriage problem," or "Peace be still over this job situation." And as Pastor Sharon comes, I want us to say it now, and the ones that are watching, I want you to say it too. To whatever problem you're facing, "Peace be still." And you can say whatever it is. You can say it under your breath right now, or if you're at home, you can say it out loud. "Peace be still." And as you spoke those words in faith, there will be a great calm. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Awesome word this morning, Pastor. And the way Pastor and I have been ministering for a while now is that he will minister the first part of the message, and then I'll pick up and minister the last part of the message. So we're continuing on with peace this morning. And we're going to start in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And I wanted to read that also in the New Living Translation. And it says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." So he wants us to give everything to Him. Pray to Him for everything, every need that you have, every situation in your life. He wants you to go to Him in prayer. And He wants you to experience His peace. You know, it's only as we live in Christ Jesus that we can experience God's peace. The peace that passes all understanding, the peace that exceeds human understanding or human knowledge or human reasoning. You know, it's in the middle of chaos and in the middle of everything that's going on in your life, in the middle of your world. You might feel like your world is turned upside down right now. But right in the middle of all that, God wants to be your peace. Amen? He wants us to turn to Him. And I don't know about you, but I need Him every day, every hour, every minute. Amen. I don't want to go one day without Jesus. Amen. We've got to have Him, especially in this day and time. He wants us to walk in His peace. And it's something that we have to do daily. You know, we might have peace at 1 minute, and then something could happen in the next minute, and we could lose our peace if we don't stay centered in Christ. And example of that, I remember it when I was growing up. My mother was terrified of bad weather. If even just a slight storm came up, she would just be so afraid. And she taught us children to be very afraid. You know, don't we do that? When we're afraid of something, we're teaching other people, you know, this, you need to be terribly afraid of this. And so when a storm would come up, she'd gather us all together, and we'd have to go get in the bathroom, in the hall bathroom, and we'd have to close the door, and we'd all huddle around, you know, until the storm passed over, until it was gone. But then, after I became an adult, my mother got saved, or she got born again, or however you want to word it or term it this morning. And at this time, she was living in a trailer, and I was staying with her and my stepfather. And I had been living for the Lord about 4 or 5 years myself already. And I remember this one day, a storm came up. And you know how it comes across the weather or across the TV, you know? And it came across the TV that there was a tornado warning in the area. And that means, you know, that's not a watch, it's a warning. It means it has been sighted. And so, you know, my mind just went into panic mode. I mean, I just threw Jesus right out of the boat. I forgot, you know, I had been living for God for a while now, and I just like, you know, I just joined in with the panic, and I joined in with the fear, and I'm thinking, we've got to get out of this trailer. We've got to get to a safe place. And my mother, who had just got saved, had the peace of God all over her. I mean, nothing could terrify her at that point. I've been there, you know, in different situations when I didn't forget to put Jesus in the center of the situation. But she's like, no, she said, you know, we'll just pray about it, and we'll just trust God that He's going to take care of us. And so we prayed, and so, you know, she's like, okay, God's going to take care of us. And even if the storm hit us, we would just go to heaven. And that's not where my mind was. My mind was not there. But we prayed, and my mother went. This is the woman that was terrified of storms, that taught us to be terrified of storms and growing up. Well, here she was. She says, well, I'm going to go lay down. And I'm like, okay, just go right ahead, lay down, everything's all right. She did. She laid down. She went and laid down on her bed, and she took a nap. She's just like Jesus. She was taking a nap in the middle of the storm. So Pastor took that scripture from me this morning. You know I'm just kidding. But I want to read this, Matthew chapter 8. Starting with verse 23 through 28, it says, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Now Jesus is still speaking today, amen? He's still in the boat with us. He's still the Prince of Peace today. And even in the middle of a storm, don't throw Jesus out, amen, like I did in that storm when I was living in the trailer with my mother at that time. Don't put Jesus out of the storm. He wants to be right in the center. He wants His peace to cover you from head to toe. And with Jesus, not outside of Him, but with Jesus, you can have that peace no matter what's going on in your life. Now, we need to put Jesus in that center, and whatever it is, in the middle of the coronavirus, We need Jesus right there in the middle of it, amen. Call on Him, on His peace. But you know, you might be going through a different kind of storm this morning. It might be a marriage storm this morning, a marriage problem. It might be a financial situation. Whatever it is, a relationship. It could be anything, any number of things. But whatever it is, Jesus wants to be at the center of that storm, of that situation in your life. And He wants to be that peace. And He can give you that peace that passes all understanding no matter what's going on around you. Amen. John 16 and 33 says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me," let me say that again, "that in me ye might have peace. In Jesus you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Amen. Let me say again, in Him you will have peace. Amen. Make Him the center of everything in your life. It's when we put Jesus in the center of our lives, and then only can we have the peace that passes all understanding. John 14 and 27 says, and I believe that Pastor read this scripture also. He just took all my good scriptures. That's okay. Scripture, hearing, faith comes by hearing and hearing, so it's okay, isn't it? We can hear it over and over. John 14, 27 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, but as I giveth. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Amen. And as I end this, I ask Ashley to be ready to come up and end the service for us this morning. But if you don't know that Prince of Peace, let's just bow our heads and be in an attitude of prayer right now. If you don't know the Prince of Peace, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you'd like to today, it's very simple. We try to make it so hard, but it's very simple. But I want to give you this opportunity this morning to invite Jesus into your heart. So pray this prayer with me, please. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I ask you to come into my heart. Wash me clean. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And if you prayed that this morning, you are born again. It's that simple. You are born again. You are in the kingdom of God. And all of heaven is rejoicing. And we rejoice also this morning. Amen. So let's give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ashley, you can come at this time.